midday at Givat Hamatos in southeast Jerusalem. Herders from the nearby Arab neighborhood Beit Safafa have brought their sheep to graze. 20 years ago, Givat Hamatos was a temporary community of new immigrants from Ethiopia and Russia. Most have long gone, leaving about 24 impoverished households and a lot of empty space. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to change that and build 2,600 homes on this land. But it lies on the other side of the so-called Green Line demarcation zone and is considered by the international community to be part of the Palestinian West Bank. Activists like Peace Now director Yariv Oppenheimer say this hurts efforts to establish a Palestinian state alongside the Israeli state.
When Netanyahu is saying that he is in favor of the two-state solution, he needs to explain how can he say it while at the same time he continues to approve settlements expansion and expansion of settlements in East Jerusalem. This is not working together.
The Israeli government has also recognized the settlement of Va'ot in the Gush Etzion region further south near Bethlehem. It says no one owns this land, but it will allow 45 days for any objections, says regional council head David Pearl.
If someone thinks it's wrong, he can come and do whatever he wants. No one wants to steal a piece of land from Arabs or anyone else. We're more than happy that they continue to live here. But if there is land that does not belong to them and we can build communities for us, we're more than happy to do it.
Israeli officials say anyone can live in these new communities. But critics say very few Arabs have moved into other such neighborhoods. Senior Palestinian official Mohammed Shtaye says it is really part of an effort to drive non-Israelis from Jerusalem.
All what Israel really intends to do is to change the demographic structure of Jerusalem. This is a process of the Judaization of Jerusalem, and this is an effort in the face of all the international efforts to really resume and achieve peace in the region.
Israeli officials say they need new housing for the city's growing population. Critics say Givat Hamatos will serve primarily to isolate Arab neighborhoods in Jerusalem from the West Bank. Scott Bob, VOA News, Givat Hamatos, Jerusalem.